It's been more than a decade since The South Was Right by the Kennedy Brothers first went into print. Now, 100,000 copies plus later, it's still a bestseller. And what about Michael Grissom's Southern by the Grace of God even before that? Both works have been huge successes in rekindling the fires of our Southernness in the hearts of readers all across Dixie. And both share something else in common along with hundreds of other Southern works. Both are published by the only major pro-Southern publishing house in America, Pelican Publishing. Under the visionary work of Dr. Milburn Calhoun, Pelican Publishing has spent the last 37 years returning to its roots in providing Southern authors an alternative to Northern publishing houses. So whether you're an author looking for someone to publish your own manuscript, or you're just interested in reading a good book, go to ePelican.com today and browse around. You'll find books on a huge number of topics, Southern and beyond, as well as a friendly staff who know how to support Southern authors in getting their works out to the public. Pelican Publishing, giving us all a better choice. Visit us today at ePelican.com. And welcome to another live program here at Dixie Broadcasting. And we've got a real treat for you, as we do many Wednesday nights here on Dixie Broadcasting. We are going to bring you another Pelican Pages segment. Many of you are already familiar with Pelican Publishing Company. They're the largest pro-Southern publishing house in America. And they put out all kinds of pro-Southern and different types of regionally interesting books every single year. Pelican Publishing is probably the publishing house that puts out the most politically incorrect pro-Southern reading of any of the publishing houses in America. And they're also a very faithful supporter of Dixie Broadcasting. They're a big reason that we're able to bring you Southern music, Southern content, 24 hours a day right here on Dixie Broadcasting. We're very grateful to Dr. Calhoun and the folks there at Pelican Publishing for what they do for Southern heritage and to continue our Southern heritage and Southern history both. And in keeping with that, we've got an author that's, I'm sure, not a stranger to many of our listeners. He's a friend of Dixie Broadcasting as well, and an author we've had on the show before, Mr. Ricky Pittman. Ricky, thanks, and welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Ray. I've looked forward to this tonight.
Well, listen, we always enjoy having you on, and it's just a real joy to get to talk to you again. It seems like it's been quite a while since we even ran into each other anywhere.
Yeah. I don't know if you were at Hot Springs or not this year, but...
I was not able to make it this year.
Yeah, we had a fine time. It was a good conference. The Arkansas boys did a good job putting that together.
Well, great. And I know most of our listeners are probably familiar with the book that you came out with several years ago about Little Jim Limber. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about that book here on the broadcast, but why don't you give the listeners, if you would, just a little bit of an introduction about that book, and then also just about how you became interested in writing about Southern things in general.
All right. The story of Jim Limber was the catalyst that really put me on the course of writing the forgotten and censored and ignored stories of the South, and stories that were told from a Southern point of view. A friend of mine had given me a very old book about the Confederacy, and Jim Limber's picture was in it, and in the sidebar, all it had about the boy was Jim Limber, an adopted black orphan of Jefferson Davis. And of course, I was, there I was teaching English, and read about the Civil War for years. I'd never heard of Jim Limber, and what I discovered was just amazing. In the short essence of the story of Jim Limber is this, that Jim Limber and his parents were free people of color in Richmond, Virginia during the Civil War. Jim's parents died of a fever. And the beautiful and incredible part of the story is that the Jefferson Davis family found out about this boy, rescued him from a really bad situation, adopted him to their family. He lived as part of the Davis household until the end of the war, when he was taken from the family by force and was never heard or seen from again. And so I decided that this boy needed to be honored, and so I wrote the children's book of about Jim Limber. Wrote it as a children's book because I wanted to teach both young and old, And that book's been received very well. It came out in fall of 2007. It has made accelerated reader selection, which is really a good coup for we Southerners, you know. And it also made the list of the Louisiana Young Readers' Choice Award.
Congratulations.
There's a statue that's been made of Jim Lindbergh that's going to be placed, looks like, if I'm reading everything right about it, at Beauvoir at Jefferson Davis's home place in Biloxi. And so he'll be honored as a statue that thousands and thousands are going to see every year. And I think it's about time.
I think so, too.
And so that was kind of the catalyst that got me into Southern writing. And after that, I went to Stories of the Confederate South, which I believe we talked about last time. And then also I continue that, and my newest book is The Scottish Alphabet. And, of course, anyone that knows the South knows that a high percentage, very high percentage of Southerners were Scottish and Irish or Scots-Irish, you know.
Right. And we still are.
Yeah, still are. That's right. I'm proud of it. And so I wrote this book to teach about the culture and history of Scotland. And it's been received well. It's gotten good reviews even in Scotland, which I was pleased to see that, to find some of those.
Yes.
And it's going to be followed by an Irish alphabet book in the fall of 2010. I have two more Civil War children's picture books coming out in the spring of 2010. One is Stonewall Jackson's Black Sunday School, and which is really going to be a good tribute to people of color and to Stonewall Jackson himself. And it too is an untold story that it needs to be told. And I also have coming out the Little Confederates ABC book. And this teaches the youngsters about the Confederacy from A to Z. And so that's going to be coming out in the spring as well.
Well, that's great. And I have to tell you this story about the Scottish Alphabet book. Our preview copy from Pelican just arrived a couple of days ago.
Uh-huh.
And my little boy just turned 8. And he has already, he's just adopted your book as his own, and so he's been carrying it around with him. So it's actually at Grandma's house now, because he took it with him today when we left the house this morning, because he just had to show it to her too. So so he's been carrying it around, and he enjoys looking at the pictures as well as reading your words. So it's been a very effective tool already for him, and he's been bragging about how he's learning about Scottish history. So it's great.
Oh, excellent. Well, it has been received really well. And, of course, with my school programs, I either do usually Civil War program or Scots-Irish program, and, you know, depending on what the school wants. And they've both been received very well. Of course, the kids love the artwork. And I've got the same artist, by the way, that's going to be doing the Irish ABC book that did the Scottish one.
That's great. Now, do you already have some tentative dates for the Irish alphabet book or either of the other two?
All the publisher has told me is spring of 2010 for the Little Confederates alphabet book and Stonewall Jackson's Black Sunday School, and then fall of 2010 for the Irish alphabet book. And I just found out today that Pelican has accepted another Scottish book of mine, children's picture book, called The Fairy Flag of the Clan MacLeod.
Oh, wow.
And it's based on a legend and some history, too. If you visit the Isle of Skye, you can actually see a piece of this fairy flag in the castle there, you know.
Well, that's amazing. And now, how did you come up with the idea for that?
Actually, I was looking for something else and found that, which is often the way a good story comes to me, you know. And I've got to say, Ray, that my programs and the books have just gotten such good support from school and public librarians. I know in, like, for example, in Tyler, Texas, I went to J.S. Hogg Middle School there. And of course, Hogg was a governor of Texas, and his father and brother were in the Confederate Army, And I had a picture of him, and the librarian there is Rhonda Kimball Walker, wonderful librarian, so committed to kids and to teaching and books and everything. And of course, we gave the school, I gave the school a copy of J.S. Hogg and his family. And one member of his family was, of course, the daughter Ima. There really was an Ima Hogg. There was not a Yura, that's a myth. But there was an Ima Hogg. And we talked about her and all the great things she's done for the arts in Texas in the past. And just wonderful, wonderful time with these programs that I'm doing in schools.
And that's one of the things that, Ricky, I think makes you a little bit different than a lot of the authors, even in the Southern movement. I know in the Southern Heritage community, we do have a lot of people who do living histories and reenactments and things like that. But you are specifically gearing what you do, both with your books and your presentations, for children in particular.
Yeah.
And that's something that really isn't done on a widespread scale, even in the Southern Heritage community, is it?
No, it's not, and I've got a good combination because I go in costume, either a Civil War costume or Scottish, Irish costume, and I do storytelling, and I also have music, you know. I play with my guitar and do traditional songs and help the kids just have a fun time with it, you know.
Sure. And anyone who's ever taught children, whether it was in an actual school setting or whether it was a Sunday school class or whatever, you already know that anytime you can incorporate more than one different type of teaching at the same time, you've got a much better chance of the children picking it up and remembering it. As far as that goes, I guess the same dealing with adults, but with the music and the storytelling and the books all together, that's just amazing.
Yeah, it is just, it has really surprised me and kept me so busy. I'm still teaching college part-time.
Wow.
But mostly it's online college classes, so I can take the work with me. And I do, and I just work later, early, and on that, and then do the school programs in the day. And, I think last year, Ray, I did, in 2008, in addition to teaching college, I did 144 book signings, school and library programs, and music presentations.
Ricky, that's just phenomenal.
And I'm hoping to repeat that this year as well, you know.
Well, I know anytime I speak to the folks there at Pelican about your books, one of the things that always is said on their end is the fact that they love the fact that you get out and promote your books and you work so hard to get the book promoted, whatever book it happens to be, or it, you know, maybe a combination of the books, because I know there are a lot of authors that they enjoy the writing aspect, but then they never really do anything to help the publishing company promote the book, and so it's just kind of whatever happens, happens. And I know Pelican is very excited about the fact that you're so proactive in trying to get the material out there yourself.
Yeah, most of my mistakes have been mistakes of aggression.
I think that's a much better mistake to make in many cases than just not doing anything. So,
yeah,
that's exciting. Now, tell us, if you would, just a little bit about Stonewall Jackson's Black Sunday School.
All right. This book is just absolutely fascinating, this topic. And in general, I'm finding that the Jim Limber story itself has connected to many, many Black Americans, and I'm hoping that this story will do the same thing. It tells a little-known story of Stonewall Jackson's days right before the Civil War, when he was a deacon and he was working with the Presbyterian Church in Lexington, Virginia, and he helped revive and start, you know, a Black Sunday school. Mm-hmm. And out of that Sunday school came some very influential Black pastors and people in the future. One of them was so grateful for what Jackson had done that in his church in Roanoke, Virginia, the church actually has a stained glass window honoring Stonewall Jackson. And this is a Black church.
And it's still there today?
Yeah, it's still there today.
Wow.
And there used to be another, I think, in a fire kind of took it out. But the gentleman that wrote Stonewall Jackson, The Black Man's Friend, a fine book. That's where I got a lot of my information from.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind enough to send me an actual photograph of the window. And I'm hoping that when the book comes out that I can actually start the little campaign of the book in that area.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, in Roanoke and Lexington, and just all I need is gas money to do it. But I was really planning on starting there. And, you know, I do know now what they do with them is, of course, up to them, you know. But I do know that Michelle Obama is getting or got a copy of Jim Limber Davis. And also I know that Oprah got a copy of Jim Limber Davis. Now, of course, what they do with them is that's just totally up in the air.
Right.
But at least they have them, you know.
Yeah.
And they're kind of hard to get books too.
Yeah, I can imagine so. Well, you know, the story of Jim Limber and your new book with that's coming out, Stonewall Jackson's Black Sunday School, these are stories that are very important to us, not just because they show how race relations really were in many cases in the Old South, as in contrast to what we see on Hollywood all the time, but also the fact that it has that Christian aspect of what the Old South was like too, which is something that all Southerners need to be reminded of today, as we seem to be losing that so quickly as we're being just deluged from Hollywood, New York, and Washington.
That's right. That's right. Well, on Jim Limber, before I forget, I wanted to tell your listeners that if they would like a photograph of Jim Limber, there was one photograph taken of him, I'll be glad to email a JPEG of that photograph to them. And they could have that as a illustrative tool. And of course, for any black child at all to be photographed in those days was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I can imagine.
From what I've seen, you know.
And now,
I'll also send them a poem that I wrote about Jim Limber. Can I recite that to you now?
I would love for you to. That's what I was fixing to ask you to do.
Okay. And this is called Jim Limber's Ghost. And it's a poem I always use when I do the Jim Limber presentation. It goes like this. Come, my children, and follow me to the old sad South of 1863. And I'll tell you of a black orphan child, cold, hungry, yet so sweet and mild. Jim Limber is his name. Walk with me through those Richmond streets. Feel the February cold. Hear the marching feet of the soldiers of the blue and gray. And see the tears of this orphan as he kneels to pray. Jim Limber is his name. The fever took his parents when he was only 5 years old. An orphan's life was all he had, cold, hungry, and alone. Verena Davis rescued him from a guardian's brutal blows and brought him to her family and gave him brand new clothes. He lived in the Confederate White House with Maggie, Jeff, and Joe. And then he vanished in the past when the Yankees made him go. As I walked alone by the river, I heard a young boy's voice calling me from the darkness, and I stopped. I had no choice. In the darkness there I listened to tiny footsteps drawing near, and a young black child stood before me, and I saw him wipe a tear. Who are you, son? I asked him. He looked me in the eye. I'm Jim Limber Davis, he said, or was until I died. I lived in the Confederate White House with Maggie, Jeff, and Joe, adopted into the Davis clan. Sir, I loved him so. A Yankee took me here one night, put his foot upon my chest, and pushed me to the river's bottom. I guess you know the rest. The river's cold here, mister. Are they going to drown you, too? This here's a place of death for me and some other few. Why did those Yankees hate me? Was it because that I was black? I was happy where I was. But now, I can't go back. I was too young to understand war, but I see things better now, and I know the evil of men's hearts and how to read a frown. He looked down at the river as if he were lost in thought, then turned and left me in the darkness, left me there distraught, one of the South's forgotten children whose story we must proclaim, a little orphaned ghost who haunts this earth Jim Lindbergh is his name.
Wow, that's a very touching poem. That's
amazing. I'll be glad to send that and the photograph to anyone that will email me, and they can get my email from you, or copy it down now. It's RICKEYP, Ricky P, at Bayou.com.
Very good. And I tell you what we'll do, Ricky, we'll send an email out to our entire email newsletter list here on Dixie Broadcasting and include that information.
Oh, thank you.
And so maybe you'll get a number of folks that will contact you about that. Folks, it isn't very often that you have folks trying to give stuff to you, especially of this quality content. So take the opportunity, take Ricky up on it, and contact him. We'll get his email address out to you if you didn't get it just a moment ago. And so if you're not already receiving the Dixie Broadcasting email newsletter about once a week or so, make sure you go on the website and sign up for that, and we'll get that out here in the next week so that you'll have all of that information, and you can contact Ricky to get that. Well, Ricky, in any particular part of the country that you're headed to next?
I am just trying to do everywhere. I've got, I think I've already got about 30 book signings set up for the fall.
Wow.
And I've been working festivals, and I'm trying to work my way farther east. And traveling's takes a little money, and
Well, it does. And now, if there are Southern Heritage organizations that maybe some of our listeners are members of, that maybe they'd want to have you just come speak to their camp one evening when you're in the general area, how's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
With my email on my site. I check my email every day. I answer every email that's sent to me.
Okay.
And that would be the best way to do it. And I often do that, in fact. I try to work in camps. For example, I know in September I'm going to be speaking at the Sons of Confederate Veteran Camp in Sherman, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have I've got three or four book signings that weekend, plus a music performance as well. And so I love, when I travel, I pack it in. You know?
Good.
I try to do as many as possible.
Well, you know, we have a lot of folks that are in the SCV and the UDC and the League of the South, all three, that listen to the station. So we'll include that information when we send this out in the next week, and maybe you'll have some of them to get in contact with you about coming and talking to them then.
Oh, I tell you, I always have such a good time, you know. I spoke for, with the performer and speaker for the Children of the Confederacy of the state of Mississippi.
Yeah.
And I've also done some conventions, in Louisiana as well. So
mm-hmm.
I would love to have my brothers and sisters pack that schedule in,
That'd be great. And now I want to give out your actual website address, too.
Okay.
www.rickypittman.com. And Ricky is E-Y at the end. Ricky Pittman, E-Y on the Ricky and two T's on the Pittman. RickyPittman.com. And you can look at all of Ricky's books there and also find out how to get in touch with him that way. But again, we'll send that out in the email blast to all of our listeners here on the radio station. Well, thank you, Ricky, when your new books come out, like I told you, we've got the new one here with the Scottish alphabet book, and my little boy's already stolen it from me. So when your next book... When it comes out, that's going to be the Irish alphabet book, is that right?
I think the next ones will be the Little Confederate alphabet book.
Uh-huh.
And Stonewall Jackson's Black Sunday School before the Irish one.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, as soon as Pelican has those ready to ship to us, we'd love to get you back on the program and talk about those too. And in the meanwhile, if there's anything new that comes up, why, you're always a welcome guest here at Dixie Broadcasting.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I know I have friends tuning into it tonight. So
great. And I'm sorry we were a little bit late getting started tonight. That was on our end, not on Ricky's end. So if you stayed up a few minutes extra to catch the program, that was our doing, not Ricky. So, Ricky, thank you so much for all you do, not only for those of us in the Southern movement, but really for all of America, because these are stories that are really what used to be America. Mm-hmm. And it's just a shame that the South is one of the few places that is still American to any degree anymore. But thank you for what you do to get these stories out there.
Oh, thank you, sir, for having me here.
Yes, sir. And I want to remind you, you can take a look at all of Ricky's books that are published by Pelican by going to the Pelican website. That's PelicanPub.com, PelicanPub.com. And click on the Browse tab at the top of the page there, and you can put in Ricky Pittman's name as the author, or you can put in the title or part of the title of any one of his books, and it'll pull them up for you. If you go to the Pelican website to purchase the books, you can actually do that at a reduced price on the Pelican website. And the truth is, if you just have to have one of Ricky's books that are already out, you can probably go down to your local best-selling bookstore. They probably already have them on the shelf. If they don't, though, they can get them from Pelican directly in probably about 2 days' time for you. So take the time, look at the books on the website there, either at Ricky's website, which is rickypittman.com, or by going to pelicanpub.com, either one. And Ricky, again, thank you so much for being on the program with us tonight.
Oh, thank you, sir.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to leave you with plenty more Southern music all night long, and so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.